Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Live Love Group. You want that peace of mind? That's where you'll get it. They will help you make the most money for your home. They'll help you find the home of your dreams. They do it every day, regardless, highs, lows, in-betweens of the market. It's been a busy time in Memphis, and they've been on top of it all. So if you're about to put your home on the market and you're interested in making the most money for your home, then there's only one team to call. That's the Live Love Group. Reach out, so to livelovememphis.com.
That's what Reggie did, but he did it when he was ready. Call Jen at 901-625-5200. Got the process started. But just after talking through a little bit, just what did, found that he wasn't quite ready. And Jen is not going to force you into doing anything that you shouldn't or shouldn't want to do right now or don't want to do. And then Reg was ready a little while later. And that's why I tell you to lock that number in, 901-625-5200. Because here's the deal. Jennifer's done it in every market. She's gotten top dollar for homes in every market. She did it for me in 2018. She's doing it for Reggie right now. Just got it done. He's happy. Wrote the strongest offer for him. Got an amazing home in the Cove. Kind of like John, he's off in the Cove, may never come out. Got all their closing costs covered. Sellers were super kind. That's how it can go with Jen. When you're ready, and it's only going to be when you're ready, and if it's a good situation, good mortgage, so that you're building that all-important equity, you're doing it with Live Love. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Welcome back, Jason and John Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the show with the deacon, and it's the show with the demon. That's just the way it is. Because I'll be coming in here on demon time.
Deacon time and demon time.
And that's right. And you're going to likely get both.
Marvin Gaye used to have him on both shoulders like that, battling through, bro. And we're kind of a, wow.
Now, I hope we don't go the way of Marvin Gaye.
Well, his dad shot him.
Yeah. I don't want Les coming in here.
Les is in Belize. It can't happen to me. So, I don't think he's coming back.
I don't know where my dad is, so it can't happen to me.
Just saying. Well, I think we're both safe from the fathers.
That's right. That's right. Good.
And what a terrible thing to talk about as we head into Father's Day. I don't know.
I know.
Why do we get Marvin in this light?
Yeah, I know.
Happy Father's Day. He shot him.
My son.
His father was crazy as hell at the end.
Yeah.
My son definitely has something to worry about. I smacked him in the face today on accident.
It happens.
On accident. But I felt terrible about it. Like my daughter threw a ball and I went to go try to catch it with one hand.
Yeah.
I didn't realize my son's head was right behind me. And I smacked it. He was crying, bro. Yeah. You feel terrible.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's my son. I just smacked the Jesus out of this kid. And he's got a welt. Oh, it looked terrible, man. That's the stuff about parenthood they don't tell you about. Just that guilt you're going to live with for the rest. I beat my child.
I just would be careful with DCS possibly listening.
No, I'm sure it was an accident.
I need a weekend, actually.
I've seen John around kids.
He's rough with mine. Right. Let's be real about it.
Sometimes he doesn't know how rough he's being.
I'd be
and those are the folks you have to worry about.
I'd be putting my kids through it.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
They don't know their own strength. They're just a little bit, because they came up rough. They don't realize what rough is.
Dude, I'll never forget the first time he met Jake, and he's like 6, 7 years old, and he's at the bowling alley. John won't either. And John's like, nice to meet you, Jake. Let me body slam you.
Body slam.
John made a good impression.
That's right.
Did the same thing that little CJ did. DDT'd him on my couch.
DDT! One,
on your own couch, two, little fool.
Three. Right at your house.
Yeah, I came up in that trap, and I took over that trap.
Now, do you let other adults come in and body your kids the way you bodied ours?
Oh, if somebody wants to come in and give my son a rock bottom, they can do it. 100%.
Try that now, bro.
I mean, that's just, eventually they get too old to do it.
They get bigger.
That's the problem. So I'm taking advantage. But it's to the point to where even Riley is asking to rock bottom Dominic. She's like, can I do it? Like, randomly. I'm not, she's like, I want to rock bottom. I'm like, no, you can't do it. You're not a pro.
You guys are just a violent family.
Violent family.
Very violent.
But I'll tell you this. Yeah, you are not about to try to take Riley off the street. She's fighting back. She's fighting back in a major way. Somebody get rock bottom.
Okay.
Dom, we're still working on. We're in the lab. A little small.
He's still growing.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it is about that time where we put the professional wrestling to the side. We put the Gold Club tickets to the side. And we do a little thing today that we call Fade Brad. Let's get it. All right. It's 2-1. That's the series right now. Pacers are up 2-1. And as it stands right now, Jason, if it closes at this number, the Oklahoma City Thunder will go into Game 4 as the largest road favorite in the history of the NBA Finals. I don't know how that's true. It's not like it's 16.5, but I guess you get into these games and it's just so evenly matched. But that is where we are tonight. 7 o'clock pregame here on 92.9, 7:30 on ABC. Oklahoma City is trying to even this thing up and extend the series. Oklahoma City -6.5 at ESPN Bet.
So I'm looking at the very limited research that you gentlemen have given me the opportunity to field, which is the ESPN website. Basically, that's it. I pulled up the homepage here. Oklahoma City is favored, as you said, by 6.5. There's been a little bit of line movement as it's moved in their direction from an open of -5.5 to now -6.5. And I will say this. I was perfectly prepared to come in here and pick the Oklahoma City Thunder to win Game 4. But I've listened to a lot of talk on this station. I might very well in the next minute. I don't know. I'm still kind of thinking this through, and I'm kind of workshopping this as we speak. Truly a bad gambler.
This is great.
This is not good. But John has said something over and over and over on both sides of this. One, the favorite thing, he's nailed that to the cross today. Yesterday he was nailing the Game 6 must win for Indy if you do win theory. But to go along with that, what he's not telling you is they really have to win Game 4 if they are going to win it too. Because you're not going to go on the road really and beat this team again, I don't think. You can do it once. I don't think you'll do it twice. So that's what you got to bet against, right? You know where I'm going with this?
If you like the Thunder in this series, like, they got to win this game tonight.
This is the game. This is the game. Because obviously if you're Indy, you win Game 6 to win the thing. I say all that to say I'm still going to go with the Thunder. Because I'm not going to be whiff-waffling all over the place here. I was prepared.
You're the waffler.
No floppers.
Now you're the waffler.
By the way,
Jason,
I was only kidding. This is not a bit. I'm not poking.
I like waffler better than flipper, though. You know?
But when I pulled up the website, though, and I saw the matchup predictor is very even, 52-48. Like, there's all the metrics have come beyond the line, and your eyeballs tell you that they're fighting their ass off. Like, it's not an easy pick. Yeah, I don't know if, like, 6.5 doesn't, it seems like a ton of points, man. And you said it's historic. It feels historic. Like, I'm not comfortable with this pick, but I am going final pick here, Oklahoma City -6.5.
All right. So
sounds like a man who's lost two in a row.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm really, yeah. It's skittish. Sure. We're going off the rails a little bit.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always an adventure.
Not a great analysis.
He's not
piece,
as sure
guys.
As earlier no. yeah. in this. No. Earlier yeah, in this.
Exactly.
I have no bravado now. Is gone.
36-28.
It's
by
like
the way.
It's like when you're on a family road trip and you leave the driveway. It's like you just don't know where the hell you're going. You know.
I'm sorry.
Apologize. No, I'm not saying that because it's. I don't think it's just
true.
Reality. Now again, this is the NBA Finals. It should not be easy. It's not easy because if it was, we'd all be trillionaires, right? Because you can bet $100,000 on these games, right? So It's not supposed
especially
to be easy.
Especially me. They'll let you.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why we started this segment. Now, again, some things have changed in the last year. AI has made your research easier. ESPN has added the initial open to the webpage.
Yeah, it's
right?
There.
And used to cast. Have the open. And right. So you can see where did the money go on the open. And you've leaned on that, and you're leaning on it on in some way.
Yeah.
And
I'm not, I'm, no, I think that I'm not, sways I'm not
saying
me a little
this,
bit.
I'm not saying this for persecution.
No.
It made you better this year.
But it absolutely helped you because those line movements ended up being pretty true,
and that's
right?
On the GameCast?
Yeah.
You were finding those?
Game okay. Odds. If you go to the top, you go to ESPN yes. Bet. Yes. So it has the starting line yes. And now the spread current. The
oh, open, so yeah. You have to go to ESPN Bet to see that.
Yeah, yeah, it's right there on their okay. Website,
if you go to
though.
The GameCast, it'll show you.
GameCast also does it, though.
Yeah, it'll say Game Odds, it'll have the open, and then it'll have the spread currently.
Yeah.
Brad, that was added again. This year, yes.
But they're a heavy money line favorite too, though. -230. I mean, that's pretty convincing here.
Yes, exactly right. I talked about it. I bet a money line on Robinhood.
Yeah.
So I
feel good about
I've
your
been
bet.
Sitting with that. But it gets to a point to where you're like, am I really gonna lay 6.5
God,
on the road with a team like an OKC that has been so bad on the road?
Yeah.
I don't think have they won a game on the road by 7.
That's a good question.
I don't think they have, bro.
I'm going to go back and look.
What about the Minnesota game?
123. No,
they
that's
won by
the
three.
Pacers win.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the one they closed them out?
The closeout, they closed out 124-94.
That was actually, that was back in OKC, right?
That was Timberwolves?
Because that was only, that was, I don't think they've won a game by 7, bro, on the road.
Yeah,
I really
that was
did.
At home. Yeah. And it was a 2-point
game.
They just won the
one game, and you said it was by 3 in Minnesota, so
and
not
they won,
there.
They won,
and then in Denver.
In Denver, they won they won by 5.
Yeah.
In game 4.
Yeah, game 4.
To make it 2-2.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, against the Grizzlies,
so
they only won by 6 and then 2.
See, they haven't done, I mean,
interesting.
That line is on it. I mean, it's an edge.
But you picked the wrong side.
No, I like what I got to pick a side and I got to pick a line. You know, I don't get to do money line here.
Brad is funny. You funny, man.
No, I'm funny because I'm not a gambler. That's
no,
what
you're
makes
not,
it. That,
you're
that
not.
Makes the same, man. You're dealing with a real
no,
square
you,
ass
you,
dude.
You cannot have money line. That is true. You have to pick the spread.
You've not let me do money line.
And I'm never going to. You know, that is not the segment. Right. I will say this. If you force me to bet 6.5, I would probably take Pacers +6.5.
I bet you would after what you've seen
now. I thought about it.
You
I was right on the
silly.
Well, there's only two sides. One must be right.
You're
one
not going to push me over, though. I'm going to stay with my conviction.
Yeah, because
I had it written,
down. One thing that Brad is not going to live with is being a waffler.
I don't care about waffling. I am, like I've told you before, I learn and I move through. But what I've learned is, like, I'm a S gambler.
Yeah. Well, this series has been very zigzag, right? I mean, Thunder lose game 1, they win game 2 in a blowout. Pacers come back, win game 3 comfortably in the fourth. You know, is it going to be a blowout again? Seems tough to do on the road. I mean, the Pacers don't really get blown out.
What I'm betting for is Oklahoma would be so pissed off that they go and beat their ass today because they've had enough. Because they've been getting their butts whooped both on the road, like, you know, and at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's they've responded very well in these spots. You know, and then if it gets tied 2-2, be very interesting going back to Oklahoma City. I'll just say this off the top of my head: if it does go the way that I think it will go in the Thunder win tonight, I'm going to be very interested in what that number is for Game 5 because that the Pacers become interesting. Like if it's going to be 10-12, right?
Yeah.
Because I think it will be because I think there will be a real market flip in terms of Pacers took their 2, but like we know they're not satisfied with just taking 2. Like they're not going to approach the series that way. They're still going to believe they can win even if they lose tonight.
And we know OKC is not as fresh as it was to start the series.
Yep. If I were picking the Pacers, I would 125,000% pick Shai Gilgeous to go under the 33.5 points. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I mean, I think a good parlay is just Thunder money line and Shai over. If you believe the Thunder win, they're not winning without Shai going over.
I think that it's either way.
He's saying Shai ain't getting there. You're saying he has to.
If I were picking
there.
The Pacers,
you're picking
now,
the Pacers.
Like
right.
Since I'm on the Oklahoma City side, I agree with you too. You have to go. He's going to ball out.
Got
now
it.
I will say this. This is the problem with Carlisle. They figured that out, and they are hedging him. They're putting multiple looks at him. You know, everything is difficult for him right now. And so if they do what they did in Game 3, it will be hard.
I do think they'll adjust that somehow. I don't know how. But they're, you know, these teams, you always see in the NBA Finals, like that's one of the hallmarks of it, of any series in time. There's always some sort of adjustment. Like the Pacers adjusted in Game 3 by picking up Shea full court and getting him in all those actions. That was the most he's ever been. You know, so and that was a brilliant adjustment.
It was very good.
It worked. Oklahoma City's watched the film.
Yeah.
Now they know, all right, this is how that was happening. Let's make sure we don't do that as much.
Switch it to zone if you're more to discuss.
I mean, we could do that. You know, I don't want to give away all of our secrets. You know,
you don't want to do that for a time. You can't zone them too long as well as they can shoot. So.
That's right.
Chet's got to play good. Chet's got to play good, and you can't do those little inbound passes that get stolen two or three times a game. You know,
hey,
like, those were two possessions last game they lost.
Even if you played high school basketball in rural Illinois, you know that.
Damn right.
I mean, that's just fundamental.
Remember that Mathurin will go to O'Connell before the game and tell him,
"That's an edge.
You
that's
are
an edge.
The X factor. We need you to fire up the crowd." And McConnell will respond.
He will.
Don't forget that that is Mathurin's
that's
role
right.
in terms of coaching
He's
McConnell.
Pre-game speech guy.
And then he might come off and give you some buckets, too. We just
no,
know. So
no.
never McConnell will be ready to go because Mathurin will have him ready.
He apparently goes one by one
he
down the list.
Him.
He talks to everybody before the game. He gives them a pep talk.
We could look back 5 years from now.
And I'd be very proud of him. But right now, I am not.
Okay.
Maybe that's because he just doesn't want to like celebrate too much. Like he's like
he did say that he said I would have that he kind of alluded to something like that vibe that you're talking about because he said early in the interview I would be having a camera right now but we got more business to take care of so maybe
exactly.
That's what, 5 years from now when he can rest
that's right.
after they've won this title
now I mean you could do
he can say
five
I was
weeks
proud of
from
him.
Now
I was proud of him
5 weeks from now you know when I'm
but we can need more time
yeah.
Just need to get the business done and get away from it.
That's
then
right.
we can sit back
That's right.
and analyze it. Reflect like you like to do.
And explore.
I've been doing some of that.
Yeah. A big exploration week next week. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you that. But yes, it's and I do want to give a shout out to both of these teams for giving us an extended series, it feels like, right?
Well, I mean, it's 20% down from last year. We don't seem to care.
The ratings?
While you're shouting it out. Yeah, game three was up from game two, but it's like 20% down from last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I mean, we can come back to that,
that's
but I did read that somewhere.
I mean, again, who cares because they signed the new media deal, but it's like, I mean, this series way better than that series. I mean, in terms of basketball, in terms of the competitiveness, you know.
A 23% decline from 2024 overall.
I enjoyed game three. Like, I watched that thing cover to cover. I loved it so much.
Well, the truth is that it's just two flyovers, you know, markets.
And the end is just the two small markets.
And Boston is a legendary franchise.
Yeah, you don't have historic ones.
And honestly, like, there aren't any stars in this.
That's fair.
I mean, Shea is a star, but I'm talking about widely accepted, I have to tune in to watch him. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And I'm talking about the average American. Like, Luka was that. Tatum, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how people feel about Tatum. But it's kind of missing in this series. These are two great teams. We don't really like teams in the NBA. We like players. We like guys. We like LeBron. We like Steph. We like KD. We like, you know.
It was the least watched finals game three since 2020 COVID bubble year.
And that was just a really, really, like, fraught time.
Right, we were all stretched out, and
we had the protests. We had the COVID. We had like everything going on. Like people were just not.
So yeah, the markets have had a ton to do with the numbers.
That's right.
Now.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, you think if the Grizzlies were in the finals, it would be like this? They'd be like, "Oh, down 20%."
Oh yes.
Yeah. We got Ja.
Very simply.
We got Ja. Yeah. And Jaren, four level scorers, bro.
There is nothing I care about less than that stat right there, especially as it relates to Jaren.
Not three levels.
Because it's four. On there with Ty Jerome.
Well, let's just take him out. Let's take out Ty Jerome.
It'd make it better. Yeah, it would, the stat itself.
But it's only like 15
more meaningful,
guys. Steph wasn't on there.
This guy wrote a book about
LeBron
that.
Wasn't on there. I don't even mention LeBron's name. LeBron is not a four-level scorer. You know?
I guess the
Giannis?
Key to that is Ja's gotten good enough from three to make it the first time I read. This is
yes,
his first time
yeah.
being on that list.
Yes, I think
he's decent enough from
well.
Three now.
Yeah. It's a positive.
Because layups, he doesn't use enough mid-range.
Right,
need
right,
more
right.
of that.
I'm taking the wins where I can get them at this point with the Grizzlies, man. And that's about the only one I've gotten in a
four
while.
Four levels for 50. Four for 50. Four-level 50 game.
There you go.
Give me three levels for 82.
Okay. I don't.
Play, hell, three levels for 75 and all of playoffs. Three-level score. That's all I'm asking. We can mess with the numbers a little. I don't need four.
Right. Just we can negotiate that.
Hell, I'll do two level.
Two level?
Get me some better health.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll work on it. We'll go over that with the new agent.
Thank you.
You know, we want to get that four level
this
down.
This feels like a representing yourself, like SGA coming.
All right, we'll come back. Part of the Padre is going to be here. We'll talk to him about the University of Memphis basketball team and summer they're having, what's going on, what he's hearing from summer workouts. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Part of the Pod Eye covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Comes here by way of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as a proud Tar Heel, and he joins us now.
Why'd you have to throw that?
You should be happy, man.
No, I mean, I'm a proud alum, for sure.
I saw they're playing. Who are they playing?
Not proud of their offseason. Yeah. Roster construction.
Well, you guys certainly
not proud at all.
What, $14 million to get it? Who are you playing in the SEC Challenge?
They're playing Kentucky.
Kentucky,
at Rupp. Yeah.
So that'd be fun.
It might be a BTA situation.
I don't know. I think Kentucky is extremely overrated, bro. Like, they should, like, Doster was trying to hold them up as the number one team in the country, and that's just ridiculous.
They've spent the most, though. Like,
they spent the most, but, like,
according to all reports, like, no, what, 19?
Like, who's their best player?
Is it the Florida transfer guard?
It's the kid they brought back, probably, Otega Owe. Or it's Jalen Lowe from Pitt. I mean, they'll be a top 15, top 25 team, but I just think that's to put them in the number one conference. They're not better than Florida. They're not better than St. John's. Yeah. They're not better than Purdue. They're not better than Houston. You know, they're not better than the top of the country. So I'm not, you know, I know this is separate of Memphis, but I just am not a believer at all in that regard of Kentucky. So
they'll be in a different tier than North Carolina, it seems like right now.
I mean,
this coming season. We'll see, though. We'll see. Maybe the Tar Heels will prove me wrong, but.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a lot to show. There's no question about it. All right, what's new with Memphis basketball? They reported for summer workouts, earlier this month?
Yeah, so most of the guys reported last Monday, so not this past one, but the one before that. And then after helping with Penny's camps and stuff, they started team drill work and conditioning stuff this past Monday. William Morton, who was not on campus, looks to be now on campus and with the group. Memphis basketball posted a video this morning of the guys dancing in the weight room, and there he is in the background. So They've got all 12 players who have publicly committed, you know, together now, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it seems, you know, that was the goal. Penny had talked about it last offseason, right, and having them here in June or as early as possible, so, and hoping that that would contribute to a better chemistry. And so it feels like after you flip the roster almost entirely again, you are getting that again, at least with the early arrivals, and
for
hope
sure.
of maybe having a better chemistry as a result of it.
Yeah, and I know, you know, it's hard to tell.
Not that you can make that, you know that right now.
No, exactly.
But it's a good sign. It worked last year. It helped.
The vibes certainly look good, right? Like, so,
yeah,
the social media videos,
the
TikToks, and
the dancing,
and the Instagram
and everything
stories.
Else.
Like, I mean, I guess the vibes are good everywhere.
Right, especially
on June,
this time of year,
you know,
right?
June 13th.
You just nailed it. But, Aaron Bradshaw looks pretty skinny still. Is that just what he is?
That's kind of how he's been,
okay.
Like, how he's built, right? Like, I don't know.
7 feet and what? What are we talking about, like, a guy that's, you know, as thin as a, I don't know, what would be thin on 7? But he's rarely, he's not a guy who's
7'1",
so different than,
or
so
like
different
that, right?
than Dane in the way he plays.
Right,
this is a
right.
different type of interior player.
And that still remains the concern, right? There's no back-to-the-basket bruiser, traditional big man on this team. There's not a single one, right? Even Aaron Bradshaw at 7'1", he's more of a face-up type of guy, mm-hmm. wants to shoot the ball, wants to dribble it a little bit, and do other stuff, but not like that dirty work post player. There's not one on this roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the part of it that if Dane does not get the waiver or does not get the waiver and the TRO, I mean, we talked about it, you know, probably ad nauseum, the number of top five players out of high school Memphis has had, you know, since the Rivals era or the On3 era, whoever you want to say, not very vast. I mean, James Wiseman was top five. D. Rose was top five, you know. Jalen Duren and Damani Bates, maybe both ended up being top five.
I was going to say both those guys were in that neighborhood, yeah.
I think they, because, yeah, they. I want to say maybe one of them wasn't after they reclassed.
Maybe it was just outside then of that
yeah.
top five. But
yeah. I mean, again, that's the kind of talent that he's got, I mean, or had at one point.
For sure.
And it's just like, you know, I mean, is there any indication in terms of what he's done in summer early on, like how the coaches feel about how he'll be used and how he'll acclimate here?
I think it's so early, you know, to kind of have a sample size to work with as far as that goes. But, you know, y'all have said it on this show, like, if anybody can pull the best version of Aaron Bradshaw out of Aaron Bradshaw, I think it would be Penny Hardaway, right, who's done this type of thing.
Amani was sixth, by the way.
Amani was sixth.
Yeah.
Okay. After the reclassification, that makes
and
sense.
And then Jalen Duren was five after he reclassed. So Jalen Duren was top five. Imani was not. That's the cutoff. Top five. Not top six. Not top seven.
Yeah.
Top five.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
Jalen Duren, E. Rose, James Wiseman. Am I missing anybody in the modern era? Adonis was not top five.
No.
He was top 15, top 20.
Yeah.
Austin Nichols was not top five. Top 10, top 15. So Joe was top 20-ish, top 25-ish. So, I mean, it's I know he's not necessarily.
It's an exclusive group, yes.
Yeah, I know he's not necessarily that anymore, you know, but at one point he was very, very decorated. So, you know, I'm going to be optimistic because I think, honestly, he's the key. I do.
It's somewhere in there, right? Like, you know.
Yeah.
The Monstars didn't come take his powers away. Like,
that's right.
He is still.
That's right.
Somewhere in there, that
yeah.
Aaron Bradshaw, that looked freaking scary, man,
that's right.
as a high
I mean,
school prospect.
And look,
right?
I could justify it, right? Like, all right, Kentucky. Freshman didn't work out, you know, that's fine. Ohio State, weird system for him, coach not great, okay, you know, maybe it just was a bad fit.
Sure.
Took an NIL bag, wasn't a great fit.
And but, Ohio State, he had some off the court stuff as well, where he was, you know, they were looking into a situation.
Yeah, so okay, so now you
play,
come to Memphis,
and, yeah.
you're free of that, you know, you're with a coach that is great at developing players, you know, and you're in the worst league. You're in the worst league you've ever been in by a wide margin. So, I mean, I would like to see 15 and 8 from him. I don't think that has to be,
yeah.
like, a crazy thing. I mean, I would hope that a guy that was top 5 in the country could do that in the AAC.
I think the issue here is not just him in a vacuum, but it's the fact that you've got so many of those type of players where if you're a Tigers fan, you're hoping and praying that Penny can bring the best version out of them, right? Like, Sincere Parker is a similar situation. He was a bucket in whatever, 19, 20 minutes a game, whatever he averaged at McNeese and at St. Louis, but throughout his career, I believe he's played 30 or more minutes twice, right? And this is a guy who's played three seasons of D1 basketball, two at St. Louis and one at McNeese. So he's he's done it, but he has not done it in the volume or in a role that Memphis is going to demand of him, right?
Yep.
So you've got him, you got Aaron Bradshaw, you know, you want Thedford to hit. So you got so many of these guys that you're hoping will hit, and not a lot of guaranteed production. I'll put it that way.
Okay, starters. Doug, Sincere.
Yep.
Zach at the three?
Zach at the three.
Or Barry?
No, I think Zach at the three.
Where's my UT Rio Grande guy going?
At the four.
At the four.
Mm-hmm.
Bradshaw at the
Bradshaw
five.
Bradshaw at the five. I think.
So that gives me Barry off the bench, Givens off the bench.
Yes, and Thedford.
Thedford and, will be the, and Hardaway.
And Hardaway, obviously.
Ashton, technically.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, no, no, for sure.
Shoot the
for
ball
sure.
well, start to start, and then maybe play some four. I don't know.
I think those three guards will
be
the first
three. It's going to be a nine-man rotation.
So that's nine. Yeah, and then, I mean, I'm not looking at Warden School of Business. Is he giving us anything? I'm not planning for it.
I mean, he'll have to play.
That's a potential nine right there. It's a nine. You know, John tells us that Curtis Givens can break into the starting lineup at any time. That's right.
That's right.
I mean, that's a guy that's...
He'll play starters minutes.
I'm just saying, it doesn't... In the AAC... You can win this. You can win the AAC.
It's not a question about the AAC.
It's just, can you be better than an 8 or a 9 seed with this schedule
exactly.
and this roster?
I think the concern, like what happens when you play Purdue, right? Like in the Bahamas, they've got Trey Kaufman Wren, All-American big man, and Oscar Clough, who they brought in.
Yeah, I mean,
what is that duo going to do to whoever
really,
Memphis puts
you're
up?
You're really thin in the, front, in the front court.
I mean,
I
respect the fact that that's
out.
Where your head's at, but you know, I'm not even.
I mean, those are the aspirations, right? It's like beating teams like Purdue. Like last year, they beat UConn and Michigan State and, you know, Ole Miss and Clemson. Like, those are the goals to
I struggle to say that that is the aspirations of a team that only spent $4 million in NIL.
So we have a $4 million team, and y'all have a $14 million team.
Who is y'all, man?
North
I have not affiliated.
You're freaking child.
For y'all's listeners, man, I do not work for the University of North Carolina. I'm not affiliated. I'm an alum.
You're affiliated.
I mean, we
am.
Our
I guess I am affiliated.
And,
yes.
Who are our?
Yes.
It's not like you're the enemy.
No.
It's not like you're a Tennessee volunteer
or an Ole Miss.
He's not going to claim it again
Rebel
until they
or...
fire Hubert. Clearly, he doesn't.
That's right. I bet you were claiming him when they were in the title game. You would have loved to come out here and talk your mess.
I grew up a diehard Tar Heel fan.
Even though you're an NC State Wolfpack.
I went to NC State for 2 years as well.
Yeah. We don't talk about that part, you know, for Parth. That's been whitewashed. That's fine. I understand. It's where you graduated. It's where you got your degree.
No, UNC is where I got
my that's what I'm saying. That's what it's all about. So you're a Tar Heel. But yeah, I mean, it's like I get the idea of, you know, they need to have but like they don't compete with Purdue. They don't.
But a season ago, weren't those the conversations that you and I were having? Like we were having those conversations.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. I mean, I can't sit here with a straight face say that Memphis should be able to beat Purdue. I can't say that. Like they didn't spin. Like Braden Smith, Trey Kaufman, Wren, Oscar Clough. I mean, between those three guys, that's $6 million.
Wow.
Between those three guys.
Absolutely.
So how can I sit here and say a Memphis with a full roster, $4 million should – now, if it's Dane, it'll go up to six, but I'm not expecting Dane. So I'm expecting to be a $4 million roster. So that's the thing. It's like my expectations are directly parallel to what this program has in terms of resources and investments. And when we know that other schools have double, triple, quadruple.
Quadruple in some cases, yes.
I can't.
Kentucky.
I'll go win on Memphis when they lose to South Florida, when they lose to Tulsa, when they lose to Tulane. Like, that's ridiculous. But if they stumble through the non-conference and they lose to, you know, Purdue and then they lose to Texas Tech, you know, or however it breaks.
At some point it's going to become likely that starts to happen.
I'm going to say, listen.
Louisville's still on schedule. Don't forget, you know.
Louisville's going to be good.
They've still got four vacancies. Like who? You know.
I got five words. I got five words
for
Ed Scott for the University of Memphis. When and if that happens, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for in this new climate, in this new environment. Like you guys are asking Penny to make chicken salad out of chicken-ish. You know, $4 million is great for what you're in the American.
Well, I mean, you're talking about. I'm with you on that. You're asking Penny to do more. You got guys like Goodman coming on saying Penny should do more.
Right.
At this point,
that's right.
How much more is there for Penny to do when he's scheduling like he's scheduling in the I mean, what are we talking about here? He tried to keep PJ Haggerty.
He tried.
The only criticism of Penny this offseason should be the retention factor, right? That's it. I mean, everything else is kind of out of his control. Even PJ Haggerty.
Yeah.
But
I'm kind
of
yeah. I see where you're at on that.
That could have
because
come
I was
back.
The same way. At least keep Jared Harris. At least keep a couple of these guys that you've spent a year putting your system into, and just so the work of not having to replace them, even if it's just that.
Yeah.
As opposed to Jared rising up and becoming some player. I'm with you, just so you're not replacing so much.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And gambling every year. I'm with you on that
guys
part.
Like P.J. Carter and...
But he's... Yeah,
I mean, I know people have mixed...
But P.J. Carter would not be the difference right now.
I mean, you're not paying this dude $3.5-4 million.
Like, I think continuity means something still, right? Like, was Nicholas Jourdain the difference a year ago? No, but it
mattered. I'm with Parth on that.
It mattered that you had a guy coming back.
I want to keep P.J. Carter, 100%.
That had been there, knows your system, knows the culture.
A couple of these guys you got to keep.
But would you rather have P.J. Carter for another year, or would you rather have Julius Thedford? You know,
well, I like what you're talking about if they're staying,
right.
But there's no guarantee of that. We the odds better with them and with Curtis.
You have
there's
a chance here.
It's not
with
the way
those
it works
two.
These days.
You know, but you have a chance.
Yes, that's the hope. I think that he's kind of shopped that way, hoping that these guys, he's got a better chance.
Sincere
to keep
has another year too, right?
Ties.
No, Sincere.
This is
last
done.
Year.
He's done. Yeah.
Zach
be
Davis
more
has another year. Zach Davis. Zach Davis.
He told us possibly if he wanted to go for the.
Yeah.
On paper, Zach Davis does not have another year.
On paper, he does not.
No.
Okay. Was that a deal where he had to apply for it? I thought he could do it as a graduate student.
We asked him on the show, and he was like,
"He thought we were asking for a 2-year commitment, though."
Yeah,
but he didn't rule out.
Right.
I thought as a graduate student,
maybe he thought like everybody's getting eligibility now. You know, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. Doug,
I'd have to go back and look, but it's like,
is this Doug's last year as well?
It's Doug's last year.
Doug, I know, is done.
Yeah.
For Zach, it was 3 years he's played at South Carolina. This would be his fourth year.
I thought he could do as a grad student.
Doug's,
this would be
Doug's fourth year. Yeah,
Doug's fourth year as well.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, but you do have at least a chance with, you know, Curtis and Thedford to kind of build a foundation.
I hope it's more than a chance. It's been built that way
Bradshaw
for that reason.
Bradshaw has another year, right?
Bradshaw has two.
Yeah.
Bradshaw has, so you can get Bradshaw back. You can get Curtis Givens, Julius Thedford, Ashton Hardaway, Quante Berry has years left, right? So that's five there.
I mean,
can't
I don't
retain.
Expect them to keep all of them, but like if you kept three
of the
five.
You don't expect them to keep five players?
You got to start
keeping some
of them. They've
never kept five players. Penny has never kept five players.
As Jason
bro.
Said, he shopped this way for a reason, right? You brought the hometown kids back. You brought your son
you know,
back.
The problem is knowing that you need to change this.
The problem is if these dudes have the year that we hope they have, they're going to get big paydays. You know, that is the other issue. It's like, that's why, like, you want to. Maybe they got multi-year deals because you can now do that with the house settlement. Maybe that has been a part of it, even though they're not enforceable.
I guess they're not really enforceable, are they?
It's just like they're worth the paper they're written on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's an interesting time, man. So what's next for Memphis? Penny's got his camp going on.
Yes.
And then it's basically just summer workouts
summer workouts have started. Official week one of teamwork or team drill work and conditioning stuff in the books.
No Bahamas trip this year. No there is one.
There is a Bahamas trip.
No overseas.
Man.
No, it's like one every 4 years.
No, you can only get one I think one every 4 years, yeah.
What was the last one?
The Dominican Republic.
2 years ago?
Yes. That was 2023.
Yeah. So you gotta wait.
He did it up with David Jones. He was on the other side that night.
Oh, that's right.
That's yep. Yeah.
Didn't David Jones play for the Dominican FIFA
he did.
Team?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said. He was on the other side because you hadn't worked out the visa stuff yet or whatever it was or the NIL.
That's what it was. Did he also play for the Dominican national team in the World Cup that year? Am I making that up? In the qualifiers? Wasn't he on that team?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
So he was getting a lot of work in the offseason. And then maybe that's why he was so good. There was another stat I saw with David Jones. I think he was second in all-time PER, player efficiency rating at Memphis behind Dedrick.
Wow.
Would not have guessed that.
Rebounds had to help him on that. That's what that was.
I was just looking up like
that's
stat
still
leaders.
Crazy
he was a high. Well, I mean, he was a high percentage shooter.
But he made him.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know, so anyway, good stuff. He's part of the podcast. Read him at dailymemphian.com. Join us every single Friday here on the show. Thanks for coming in, brother.
Man, appreciate y'all.
We'll come back,
always
wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John, I turn to FM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.